Listening 2. Sell it yourself.
Today, we're talking with small business advisor Harry Watkins about some of the latest trends. You all know about do-it-yourself. Well, now people are talking about sell it yourself. You know, Harry, it used to be that if you had an idea for a product or a service, you often had to look for other people to make it or market it for you. Nowadays, that all seems to be changing.
That's absolutely true. People today are more self-sufficient when it comes to starting a new business. One person can make a product and sell it to consumers with little help from anyone else. One great example of this is what we call the indie or independent craft movement. You used to think of craftspeople selling their stuff at fairs or in little stores in cities like San Francisco or New York. Now it's a much bigger business because people are selling things online.
Can you explain how that works? It seems to me that most people don't have the computer skills to create websites and sell things online.
That's not really what I meant. Here's just one example. At an online site called Etsy.com, people can sell their handmade items online. Everything from art to jewelry to woodworking. Etsy has more than a million members. More than 185,000 artists and craftspeople from all over the world sell things on Etsy.com. This is a completely new way of doing business. You don't have to have your own website. You can sell through other sites that do the work for you.
That's exciting. Now that I think of it, this is happening in other areas as well, like the publishing and entertainment industries. Authors used to try for years to publish their books. Now, anyone can publish a book online at little cost.
Right. And if you wanted to be a singer, well, forget about it. Only the best singers who knew a lot of people in the music business had any chance at all. Now, here's one of the most amazing new ideas: singing in Second Life.
Wait. Singing in Second Life? What does that mean?
Well, Second Life is a virtual online world, a world that's like the real world in many ways. People join Second Life and create avatars. With the avatars, they experience life in this virtual world.
Okay, another new word. What's an avatar?
Yes. That is an unusual term. Let me explain. An avatar is a computer character you design yourself. This character is you in Second Life. For example, I know of a folk singer whose name in real life is Grace Buford. In Second Life, she uses an avatar. The avatar's name is Cylindrian Rutabaga.
Cylindrian Rutabaga?
Yeah, that's right. In SL, as they call it, people choose crazy names for themselves. Anyway, in the real world, Grace sits in her living room, plays her guitar, and sings. She streams her music live into SL. In SL, she appears as her avatar, Cylindrian. Other avatars come to hear her at a concert stage in SL. They see Cylindrian singing and playing a guitar. If they like the music, they leave donations. She makes about $40 an hour in real money doing this, and she doesn't even have to leave her house.
Interesting. But I don't think I'm quite ready for this yet. My first life keeps me busy enough. I don't want to worry about a second one.